I'm Jay Allison, and up now is the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth looks at new efforts to get farmers markets to be able to accept the electronic replacement for food stamps.
Every year, the state of Massachusetts doles out $1.2 billion to help needy residents buy food. The program is called SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It used to be easy for clients to spend their SNAP money at farmers markets. It was given out as food stamps, physical, tangible pieces of paper. But in the late 90s, SNAP went electronic. Here's Gretel Norgeau, who runs the Orleans Farmers Market.
It's on a plastic credit card that the state recharges with the cash amount that the people get.
Here's the problem at farmers markets. For now, it's too expensive to get each farmer a POS, or point of sale machine, to read the cards. So Norgeau applied for a grant to get the Orleans Farmers Market one machine, and then devised a token system.
And so we have a machine that they swipe the card, and then we give them tokens in exchange for the amount of money that they have available. And then they can take the tokens around to the different vendors and spend them.
At the end of the market, the farmers bring the tokens back to Norgeau to redeem for cash. Norgeau got the machine through a grant from the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, which recognized in 2009 that the SNAP cards made it hard for clients to shop at farmers markets. The federal government noticed, too. And this year, the USDA set aside $4 million to help farmers get connected.
The grant that we received was to help us buy the machine and to do some advertising, and it helped us to have money to buy the tokens.
A side benefit is that anyone with a credit card or debit card can buy the tokens, too, so that you can still shop at the market if you don't have cash. For SNAP clients, there are some rules about how they can spend the tokens.
The SNAP is good for fruits, vegetables, herbs, meats, fish, poultry, dairy products, breads, eggs, honey, jam, preserves, seeds, and plants intended for growing food. But they are not allowed to buy any non-food items like candles, soap, jewelry, pottery, wool, or any hot, ready-to-serve foods like soups or sandwiches. But we don't have a lot of that at the market anyways.
Orleans is one of the first markets on the Cape to accept SNAP money.
There's only a couple markets right now. I know the Plymouth market is doing it. It is kind of complicated, and the application process to get the machine, the grant, is a little bit complicated also.
Would you say it's worth it? I mean, would you encourage other market organizers to do it?
I think it will be worth it. I'm hoping that it will bring those extra customers to the market that normally the SNAP people would have to go to Stop and Shop or Shaw's to use their SNAP cards, so now they can come to the farmers market.
In addition to Orleans and Plymouth, the Sandwich and Falmouth farmers markets are also accepting SNAP cards this year. This is great for the farmers markets. It means that more of the $1.2 billion of SNAP money the state gives out every year can go to small local growers. But equally important, it means that SNAP clients have better access to fresh, healthy food from local farms. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
The adoption of SNAP at farmers markets is going well. You can find out more about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and funding for SNAP at farmers markets at our website, capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Jay Allison. Thanks for listening.